Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy. I host the show, and today I have a great guest on. This should be exciting for everybody. Her name is Christina, and not only does she do psychic stuff or has done psychic intuitive stuff, she is a channeler. So, Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Now, Christina, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, how you started, you know, with your intuitiveness and how it led into the channeling?
Right. Pretty much I didn't know anything about any of this psychic world growing up, but it was when my father passed away in 97 that I started to do research. Where did Dad go? What happens when we die? And in kind of my explorations, I started to have mediumistic experiences where I could sense that my dad was in the room. And then from there, it just kind of developed. So it started with being sensitive or psychic. Then I turned into a medium. And then not long thereafter, I spontaneously just started to channel Sophia. I didn't really know what it was, actually. It was somewhat foreign to me at the time, but it felt really good in my body. And at the time, I knew my friend, who is now my husband, who had been around channels his entire life and was able to give me all the information that I needed. So it's a relatively new world for me, about 10 years now that I have been in the psychic realm and 10 years that I've been channeling.
So when you first started to find out about all of it, did it kind of make you afraid, or were you pretty comfortable with it?
Yeah, well, I went back and forth. I guess you would call me a skydiver. I'm someone that dives into things really quickly. So as much as I may have been nervous around it, I was always really excited to figure out what these other realms were about. And then my experiences, the first time I experienced my dad, it kind of had like a group experience where everyone in the room all went, whoa, something just happened. So I had a lot of comfort and comforting things around me to help me. But I was a little scared, to be honest with you.
Sometimes it is kind of scary. And a lot of people, you know, will tend to shut down because they do get afraid.
Right.
And it's real important that people understand that they do not shut themselves down, because if they do, it's still going to be happening. It's just going to take them a little bit longer, and it's going to appear like it's a lot harder to get through.
Right.
Or
right.
If they just kind of go with it, it usually works out much better, even if they have to ask somebody, you know,
right,
about what it is.
Right.
And some people, and I don't know if you, but some people have a hard time saying, you know, I'm having this strange kind of feeling, like, you know, something's going on, because they don't want anybody to say, well, man, you're just crazy. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, that's exactly how I went through the whole thing. I researched and found the local bookstore that taught about intuitives and psychics, and I just kept on asking questions. And if you go to the right places, there's usually someone that has the answer for you. About 10, 15 years ago, I was on the East Coast, and it was still, mediumship was still very new. So, but I feel like these days, with John Edwards on, you know, television, and there's so much information these days that I feel like there's plenty of places people can go and ask for that assistance, because really all it's about for me is to have someone with you that says, oh, it's okay, and thank goodness for my husband, because he says that every day. So.
And it is. It's real important to know that it's okay. When I first started, like, doing everything, mine just came naturally. I had a freaky accident, and it just started happening. And I really didn't talk to anybody about it, because I had my own voices telling me I was okay and everything.
Right.
So I kind of grew up, you know, just kind of living my life the way I was kind of directed and led to do by my voices. And it's been a ride, believe me, roller coaster up and down, but it's a lot of fun. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Right.
But people would call me and they go, now you're going to think I'm really weird, or,
right,
you know, you're going to think I'm really strange. And my comeback was, believe me, there is nothing,
right,
that you can tell me that I'm going to think is weird or strange.
Right.
So please, you know, feel free to be really honest with what's going on. So, you know, see if I can help you.
Right.
You know,
yeah, it's fun. Sophia actually talks about the words, ooh, that's weird, or ooh, that's strange, meaning, oh, that's intuitive, something, a guide or somebody speaking to you, or something's being guided. So I love the word weird and strange. It's like, aha.
Mm-hmm. You know that it's there.
Right.
Now, Sophia, can you tell us a little bit about Sophia?
Yeah, so Sophia is the Greek word for wisdom. So she is considered the incarnate of wisdom, or she is wisdom embodied. She's also considered the goddess, so she's the counterpart to God, which is kind of a big deal, I think. I think a lot of people get caught up on it. However, once you get to know Sophia, she kind of comes across like the gal next door with lots of wisdom that has advice to give to you, or something fun to say. So it's a lot easier than, it's not somebody saying, here are the Ten Commandments. I think people get afraid, like, ooh, what's goddess going to say to me? But it's really like sitting down with a guide or sitting down with a friend and having a dialogue. And that's what she's about, is helping you find your own wisdom so that you can guide yourself in the world. And that's what she's really all about, that we're the greatest gifts, or we're the guide ourselves. So.
Now, you basically do full body channeling, which means that she is like there, and even though she's in your body, she's like really there.
Yeah, so exactly. So trance is where I put my entire consciousness aside, and it's almost like I step out and I allow her to step in. So it's actually really interesting to watch. I have really appreciated people who know me very well and who have been around me my whole life saying, wow, I don't recognize any of those facial expressions, because the facial expressions change, the body language changes, and her voice is nothing like mine, so you'll get to hear that change today.
Now, can you basically call her in, or does she just want to come popping in whenever she pops in?
Well, I think in the beginning it was a bit more of her popping in or showing up when she wanted to, kind of reminding me that she was around, and especially around people that were intuitive and maybe not necessarily recognizing that she'd be like tapping me on the shoulders. But these days I feel like I'm out there giving her time in the world. So it's pretty much I ask when she comes in and comes out. She's a big one, so you kind of have to create a little bit of boundaries on, this is Christina's time and this is Sophia's time. But I'm always open. If there's a gift or something that needs to be given, I'm usually receptive to give it.
That's great. A lot of people who are listening are probably going to go, oh, well, this ought to be real interesting. And actually it will be, because if somebody is listening that has not heard a person channeling before, it is quite different because, like you said, the person's voice can change. They can talk in a total different way.
Right.
And it's pretty interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, I still am interested by it, and I'm doing it. I'm always fascinated. For years, I wasn't able to watch it in terms of videotaping. But now I'm actually able to start seeing myself, because it is such a transformation. I guess what I share with people in terms of, it actually feels really good in the body. So it's kind of like when you're doing something that you love. Like, I'm a dancer as well. So when I'm dancing, I know that it can't be bad for me because it feels so good. So that's the thing I share with everyone, that really it feels lovely in my body, and it's a really amazing experience. So for me, it's nothing to be afraid of. And I'm open to, you know, however people perceive it, because I'm not here to convince anyone of anything. It's just my experience. So even though it may be an odd one, but I imagine people channel a lot of things in terms of poetry, music. You hear people saying, oh, something just came through me, and I'm like, aha. So, yeah.
Like when I wrote my autobiography, it was actually channeled, because, first of all, I lock up a computer in no time. I can shut those things down so quickly it makes your head spin.
Right.
But it never shut down, and it just kept going. And so, you know, it was pretty cool. And I just allowed it. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this, and whatever it takes is what it's going to take.
Right.
So it's not something that you should actually fear, although usually people do fear the unknown at first.
Right.
Why do you think Sophia chose you?
Right. Well, in the beginning, that was a big question. We've talked about it, and it's an agreement that we have made, that I really feel that I've done this many, many, many times before. When I started to channel it, it was like, you know, someone who can just sit down and play the piano and they don't know why. So I feel like I've done this many times before, and I've made an agreement to allow her to come forth and speak. It's the time where the goddess wants to make herself known. But I would also say to everyone that I really believe that Sophia is the guide of humanity. And if you do a little bit of research on her, you'll see that throughout the ages, a lot of people have been influenced by Sophia. So artists, philosophers, poets, there's a lot of people that speak about Sophia. So I don't know that she's my guide. I think she's the guide of humanity, and I just happen to agree to be the telephone for her. I agree to be the vehicle for her so that we get her in a certain way. And I think that's probably because I'm a risk taker. I like to push the boundaries. I like to explore things that maybe other people would not always feel comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm. Being a channel, do you think that if they will use Sophia as a name, say Sophia comes through you, do you think Sophia goes through other people also, or do you think that she has chosen you because of your agreement?
Well, I've heard of one other channel that I believe is Brazilian. I haven't been able to track her down, but I have met somebody that said they met someone who channeled Sophia, and it was very uncanny how similar the energy was. But I wouldn't doubt that there are probably other people channeling Sophia in many different ways. I think she's here to talk to everyone, and she'll take whatever opportunity she can get. So I say, look out, everyone. Here she comes. But it's a great thing. I mean, she really, I think the lovely thing about Sophia in terms of guides is that she's really committed to helping us on the daily life, not just, I imagine sometimes some of the channel material, it's very upper realm where it's really talking about universal love, and those are great concepts. But she's also going to get down there and be in the dirty laundry of humanity, and she likes to do that. She likes to kind of help us out on how do you be on this crazy planet called Earth and really live with the duality. So I think that's what's really fun about her. She has a humanness about her, even though she's not considered human, she's considered goddess, but she really embodies in a way that's really, you can connect with her and say, oh yeah, you know, she gets it in some ways. So,
Do you think that people have to be pretty open with their intuitiveness to do channeling?
I think in terms of channeling, I think there's definitely, for most people, they're going to talk about a sensation. You're going to feel something, so it's the ability to feel something bigger or greater than yourself and not be afraid. So I would say, yeah, you'd probably need a bit of an openness. It's kind of like when you first start into, you know, oh, I had a weird experience where I knew my mom was going to call and she called. How comfortable are you that? Oh, I had an experience where I felt someone sitting next to me. So I think when you get to channeling's considered like the extremists of the intuitive world. So I would say there's probably a comfortability, but if anyone's interested, all it takes is, you know, commitment to it and practice, and I truly believe anyone can channel if they really want to.
Do you think a lot of times when people are kind of like daydreaming that that's part of doing some kind of a channeling?
Oh, yeah. I feel like lucid dreaming and that dreams are bringing through, whether it's a guide or your higher self. I think a lot of people channel. My husband and I actually track on TV all the different times where people say, oh, and he channeled so-and-so. And, I mean, you know, they're not really referring to channeling. But channeling is referenced a lot in the world. If you were to really pay attention, I think it's a lot more familiar than people think it is. And a lot of times if you listen to a lot of athletes and things, they'll say, I was in that zone. And that's a pretty similar thing to channeling. You're in a zone or a form of a trance state where you're kind of completely letting go.
I notice when I do my readings, like I could have a really, really bad headache when I'm going to do a reading, but while I am doing the reading, I'm feeling absolutely no pain.
Right.
None whatsoever. But now when I'm done, it lets me know it's still there.
Right.
But during that process, it's like it's non-existent. Like I do many readings, like I do half-hour readings, and I do them for hours and hours at a time at a party without ever taking a break.
Right.
And the only thing that happens to me is that I get really hungry. I never get tired.
Oh, interesting.
And so, I mean, I can go on and go on forever and ever. I mean, I've done a party that lasted all night long, and all I said is, you have to feed me at some point.
Right. Are you tired afterwards?
No.
It
gives me tons of energy, tons of energy. So after I've done a party, it's usually a good thing that I have a drive home because that allows me to bring myself back down.
Right.
And it's different because everybody says, don't you get tired? And I go, well, no, I never even thought about getting tired, to be honest with you. You know, but most people aren't like that when they're doing psychic readings. They do tend to get tired, and so, I don't. And so people are pretty amazed when they go, you've done all those readings and you're not tired? It's like, no, you know, like I used to do fairs, and I would go from 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night and never leave my seat.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
You know?
I get tired.
And people said to me, are you not human? And it's like, well, yeah, but if you don't eat or drink anything, you really don't have to go to the bathroom, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, my idea of channeling, you know, comes in different forms. And so when, you know, you're talking with a channeler, I think it's kind of important that other people who are listening understand that it does come in various forms.
Right.
It's not just this is the way it is and this is the way it's always going to be.
Right, exactly. Well, no, I really appreciate that because I feel like there are many different forms of bringing through information or tapping into something higher than ourselves. So it doesn't have to look like the form that I bring it in. So thank you. Yeah, that's excellent.
You when now on part of your bio, you talk about your intensive training. Were you trained by somebody? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, well, when I first discovered, I started to spontaneously channel, my husband had grown up, it's really interesting, his mom is a medium, and he grew up around channels his entire life, so his mom would host a channeling event almost once a month at his house. He tells the story of once a week, he's saying, in the background. and so he talks about being actually 3 days old and, a channel holding him and the being talking to him at 3 days old. So I think my first training started with coming and introducing and being introduced to this whole realm of channels and mediums that he knew. And then I sat, and so a lot of mediums and channels, we sit in circle as a way to develop. So I did that as a starting point. And then I really wanted to get some actual technical training, so I traveled over to England to the Arthur Findlay Institute, and that's an organization that's 150, 200 years old, and they've trained all the top mediums and channels in England. So I went there and did a week intensive where I was trained with 75 other channels, and by the time I came out of that, I was it's like I had been channeling my whole life. And after that, I sit with my husband for hours and hours and hours, just making sure that I can bring it through the clearest way possible. And it's about sitting in circle of practicing, just like any sports or any skill, actually. It's just about practice over and over again.
Does your husband channel?
My husband channels through being an artist. So he channels paintings. He's very intuitive. And he does a lot of dream work stuff. So it's not necessarily in the same way that I channel, but if you get around his art, you will definitely start to feel things. So we definitely say he's a pretty big channel. He just does it in a different format.
Well, colors always, have their own energy, and that's good because when people look at colors, there is energy that comes from it.
Right.
So that's a good thing. Do you have a website or an email address or something that people can get a hold of you at?
I do. It's ChristinaSophia.com. It's Christina with a K and Sophia with a PH. And there's really a lot of information on that site. It tells a lot about channeling, about myself, who Sophia is, and our mailing list. You can sign up to the mailing list and see all the events that we are doing. We do a lot of radio programs, so there's a lot of archived information, so you could listen to hours and hours and hours of Sophia on the website. So I always recommend people check it out. We have a section on the CDs that we offer, which is another way to get familiar with Sophia and the tools that she offers. And let's see, the email is contact@ChristinaSophia.com.
Okay, now can you repeat those, please?
Sure. It's ChristinaSophia.com is the website, and it is contact@ChristinaSophia.com. That's the email.
And I would like to say to the listeners, there's some static and stuff going on. A lot of times, and I don't know if people know this or not, but a lot of times when there is a lot of psychic energy being used or, together as you're talking, it will create different things.
Right.
One of them has to be static.
Right, exactly. Thank you for saying it. I'm like picking up the phone, trying to move it around.
Yeah, I don't think no matter how you put it, hanging upside down, it's not
going to
change.
It's not going to change. Are you an electric person? You mentioned your computers before. So this usually happens when I'm around people that are electric.
Yeah, sometimes, it's hysterical. I'll be looking at the computer and I go to do something and the whole thing just like stops. Like,
oh, right.
Oh, God. It's like, come on. And then I have to figure out what I did, and usually I just reboot it because I can't figure it out.
Right.
Makes it a lot less frustrating just to reboot it.
Right, exactly.
Now, would you like to have Sophia come in and, try to do a little bit of channeling for us?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, so it takes me about a minute or so you'll just hear me breathing, and then that's Sophia. So, and then if you wanted to talk to me at the end, you just let her know, and she brings me back. So
okay.
I'd love to.
Okay, great.
Okay, see you later.
All right. Thank you.
right, good. And hello, my friends. It is Sophia that speaks forthness here and now in grand joy to join you today, sister. Hello there, yes?
Hi, Sophia. Glad you're on the show.
Very exciting. We are creating a lot of static energy. Yes, there is electricity in the air today. How exciting, yes?
It's very exciting, yes.
It is the ever dance, yes, that things are happening. So truly I will suggest to the listening audience, all of this background noise is about the energy that collectively we are creating together. What are we going to do with it is the question, yes?
Mm-hmm. Sophia, can I ask you some questions?
Of course you can, beloved.
When you're out and you're talking with people, is there something that you really want to have people understand, like a real important message that they need to know?
Yes. There is always the message around protection or the energy bubble. So do you do protection work around yourself as an intuitive?
All the time.
Yes. So the very first thing, it is always my number one message. I say to the planet right now that there is a crisscross of energy, and we are getting evidence of it right now, yes, that there is a lot of, let us say, conversation going on. So if you were to walk down the street, truly you would be very, let us say, amazed to really feel what is happening around you. And everyone is somewhat, from my opinion, bombarded these days by energy. So the thing that I offer is called an energy bubble, where we are creating a sacred temple around ourselves, because truly the only way to hear the soul speaking, if you quiet all that crazy noise, and there is silence right now, when we quiet all of that static and all of that noise out in the world, then we can hear our soul speaking, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to run through the energy bubble and see what happens, yes? Lift some energy on the planet right now, yes?
That would be good.
All right. So the tool starts with the verbiage, any energies, not my own, return to source. So do you mind saying that?
Any energy, not my own, return to source.
Yes. And we can get a little more dramatic because we have some energies that may be stubborn here. So we say, any energies, not my own, scram, get out, see you later, take a hike. So could you say a version of that, yes?
Any energies that's not my own, scram, get out.
I love that. Get out. For it is like having people in your home that you did not invite. So we tell them to get out. And then what I suggest is that we name names, because truly in our life, I will tell a little secret, usually our mother, the little Bertie, is in our ear. There is a friend, a family member, somebody around us that is influencing us by not meaning to do harm, but they just have opinions. You know what I mean by that,
mm-hmm.
yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what I suggest is we name names. So I will not put you on the spot, sister, but I will name names for everyone. We say all family members, mother, father, brother, sister, all of our friends, all of our co-workers. And then for intuitives, and I imagine that your listening audience is filled with intuitives, we say all collective energy. The energy of the election right now tends to get in our field. So we say all collective energy, return to source. And then once we have named names, it really requires everyone to take a hike, to scram, to leave us alone. And from that place, we work with the violet flame. Are you familiar with the flame, sister?
Yes, I am.
It is very connected with Saint Germain. He is considered an ascended master, and it clears our body. So let us imagine a big flame, a bonfire. Do you have that image in your mind?
Got it.
All right, you ready? We are going to step into it. I promise you, friends, we will not be burned. We are going to transmute. It is about lifting energy off us. So ready? We are going to step in. We step into this fire, and if you will allow me, I will bring this through the body. So we feel this energy through the feet, and we are lifting all of the energy in our feet that are not our own. We bring it up through our legs so that we may stand our own stance on the planet. We move through the belly, the solar plexus, which is right above the belly button. We clear out all of that energy. We allow it to move into the heart, clearing, opening. We move this fire up into the shoulders. We lift off all of the weight of the planet. Many intuitives carry the weight of the planet on their back. We move it through the throat. and into the head. And then we imagine a little tornado, for really we got a lot of thoughts in there that are not necessarily our own. So we imagine this fiery tornado moving through the mind, and then it goes out the top of the head. And what color feels really good to you right now?
The purple.
Purple, of course it is purple, yes. We will surround you 10 feet in all directions in a purple bubble. And whatever color feels good, you just surround yourself. So you know the image of Glinda the Good Witch coming down in Wizard of Oz. Do you know that image?
Uh-huh.
Ah, we imagine that we are inside a bubble like that. And what happens is we create a temple. This is the place where you can be you in your grandest. You can wear whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. And it is like connecting or creating a 1-800 line to your soul. It allows you to hear your intuition, your higher self speaking. Did you notice anything after or as we are doing this bubble?
More energy.
Yes, it clears us out. So one of the major tools I say to everyone, if you were to practice this tool, 1-2 times a day, yes, you will notice a major difference in how you feel inside of your body, and you will start to see signs. So let me just say to everyone, I am chatting to you all of the time, whether it is through the voice box of the channel or it is through the bird that is chirping at your window, your favorite music, yes, or let us say song on the airwaves at the moment. Let us say spirit is always speaking to you. It is just a matter of creating enough silence or temple around you for you to hear. Do you follow all of that, yes?
Oh, yes.
It is very exciting. What do you tell your people or your the ones you sit with around protection?
I tell them put themselves in a glass dome.
Ah, yes.
With
grand.
A blue light inside and a white light outside.
Grand. And this is exactly it, that as long as we are creating some containment, it does not matter whether it is a dome, a bubble, whether it is glass, whether it is color. We even work with a thing called a steel bubble. When we need some extra protection, we put a bit of steel. So it is about using the imagination, but imagining yourself protected. And I get so many times, but Sophia, if we are working with the light, why do we need protection? And I say, it is because you are working with the light. When we turn a light on, when it is dark outside, all of those moths find their way to the light. For those that are not awakened or remembered, they are attracted to your light. And if you are not careful, they end up pocketing a bit of your light. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
So instead of giving our light away, we just shine and say, my friends, bask in my light. You don't need my light, for you are light yourself. Turn on your own light. And truly, that is the message for the planet right now. Turn on your own light. We don't have to give it away, and that is what we are trained to do as healers. We are trained to give away, give light, versus just be the channel of light or allow it to come through you and see what happens to everyone experiencing your light, yes?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Sophia, there is a person who has called in from the beat that I had. Can we take that call?
Of course we can, yes.
A caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And caller, can I have your first name, please?
This is Andrea.
And do you have a question?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Sophia, where are you, Nancy? A few days ago, I was at the store, or a couple of stores, and out of three stores, I got the same receipt for 317. And I wondered, is there some significance to that?
Three times, sister. Anything you receive three times is a sign. So what do those numbers mean to you? Anything? So when you saw it three times, did you understand, oh, this is evidence? We call it evidence in the intuitive world. Did you understand that right away?
Yeah, I knew something was going on.
Ah, very good. First of all, once you recognize something is going on, that's part of the message, yes? That spirit is trying to get your attention. Now, the number 317, does that mean anything to you?
Well, I feel like three is a spiritual number. Actually, I've seen 371, 317 a lot of my life.
Yes.
So I'm not quite sure. I never was quite sure what it meant.
Ah, keep on going. Three means keep on going, for it is truly about trusting what you know of those numbers. I am happy to read it for you. However, your reading is going to hit upon the keys of your life. So three is a spiritual number. Why? What do you feel when you feel three?
Well, I know it's like a trinity.
Yes.
I know in Christian religions it's been the Father, Son, Holy
yes.
Spirit, and in my own it's been very similar.
Yes.
So I felt like that was pretty important.
Yes. Good. So we have, let us go with mind, body, spirit as well. Yes? Father,
yes.
Son, Holy Spirit. Mind, body, spirit. So are you finding right now that you are aligning, that you are not only receiving things through the body, yes, you are finding clarity. So three, we move to the one, yes, which means we are bringing that unity together, where we are coming together in the physicality, the planet of the poles, yes, trying to balance the right, the left, and the middle. The one is bringing right and left into center. So three to one to seven. Now, what does seven mean to you?
Seven. I'm never sure. I know it's been somewhat called a lucky number, but, and I know it's been in my life a lot. I was born in the 7th month.
Yes. Grand. The month of July, the heat wave, yes? Let us also look at the number seven, how it goes across and down. Again, this is, when I feel you, it is about balancing the both sides in your life, the right and the left. So many people, when they get signs, three in a row, it is truly about paying attention to balance right now. So many people that are on the spiritual path, they are very obsessed, yes, with the side of light. So what I would suggest is starting to look at the side that is considered the shadow and starting to make friends, what we would call your doubts, your fears, and balancing the right, left, up, down, so that we can stay in that one, yes, that center place, three, one, seven, in that place of balancing it all. Sister, I feel you have a great opportunity on this planet to understand the poles of existence, and truly, your planet is a grand polar planet, yes? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yes. And Nancy, what do you have to add, yes?
I think that I'm going to agree with most of everything that you've told her. I think her balance, her awareness, her coming together, her belief,
yes.
All of that is all focused on those numbers.
Yes. And we would also say to you, pay attention to those numbers when they show up again. Even if you are anywhere in the world, it is just slow down as soon as you see them. And who knows, sister, you might want to play a little lotto with those numbers. They tend to be your lucky ones, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, good. And just trust them. When you see it, say, ah, that is a sign from spirit. Today, somebody is paying attention to me. Well, truly, every day someone is paying attention to you, but that becomes your evidence. And numbers seem to be something that really works for you. So keep on playing with them, yes?
It's good.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Both
You're
of
very
you.
Welcome.
Right.
Sophia, I have a question to ask you.
Go right ahead, beloved.
Why do you call yourself or refer to yourself as the Veiled Goddess?
Ah, well, let us say I have been relatively hidden for a long time, yes? Goddess has been suppressed, and that I am not always directly speaking to people. That throughout the ages I have been chatting to everyone in a veiled or a somewhat hidden way. So you could call the breeze, yes? You are not always getting the direct message from the breeze unless there is a tornado, yes? So let us say I have been communicating in, let us say, subtle ways for a long time. But guess what? I am here to bring the veil away, to move it aside and start to make myself known. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I think it's time, actually.
It is time that we balance, yes, this planet, for it has been weighted on one side for a while. However, yes, let us say the side of Gortys is not always what people think. Let us say there is a very particular Mother Mary image connected to Gortys, or very, as much as it is gentle, Gortys also has a fiery energy. That is why Kali, yes, let us say we are filled with energy. It's not always what people think of when we are looking at Gortys. So I am going to start to reveal all of my complex ways, yes?
Mm-hmm, good.
Grand. Thank you for that, yes?
Yes, and you're very welcome. There's another person who is called, so let's see if they're... Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And can I have your first name, please?
My first name is Elaine.
Elaine, and do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like her to connect me to my mother, who has passed on.
Grand. All right, sister. So how long ago has she crossed?
About 4 years.
All right. And what I am going to do, so let us say that I can do mediumship, but really what I am here to offer to you is that you can connect with your mother. So will you play along with me at the moment? Will
yes.
you try an exercise, yes?
Yes, I will.
All right. So I want you to feel the center of your body, so bringing the spine upright. And that is going to connect you down and up at the same time. So we are bringing you to upper realms. And what I want you to do is pay attention to your body. And tell me if you feel a presence, an energy, if you feel something around your body right now.
No, I don't feel anything.
All right. It's all right. So I'm going to do it for you. So when I am feeling you, I feel in the front, right, which, let us say, this typically left is woman, right is typically a male energy. So was your mother a bit dominant? Did she have a bit of a personality to her?
She was outgoing. She had a wonderful personality.
Outgoing, yes. Did she voice her opinion a lot of times? Did she have not a masculine energy, but a one that made itself known? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. So if I sense her, I sense her on the front, and does not always mean this is your mother. It might mean it's another energy that's coming to bring a message from your mother. So what happens with mediumship is the medium senses an energy and tells you where they exist around you. So if I were to feel the being that is trying to communicate your mother's message, it is to the right-hand side, front, almost like they are tapping your right shoulder, saying, hello, I am here, I am with you, and it's facing you, it's not behind. So I imagine that your mother likes to be in your life. She likes to face you and have a directive conversation. So being on the right side versus the left is very intuitive and watery. Right is going to be very fiery. So I am going to suggest that your mother has many messages to give to you, but it is about looking for dramatic signs. So it is looking for lights switching on. It is looking for things falling over, or the phrase, ooh, that was very strange, is usually someone trying to get your attention. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it makes sense to me, but I haven't experienced that yet.
All right. So let me say it is in the field of you right now. So whether or not your mother has the skills to do this yet, there is somebody standing to your right-hand side that is ready to give you messages. So let us say the channel herself does not do mediumship in that way. And yes, I can sense your mother, but it is truly really for you, sister, allowing this to open, and it will. For it is about your family wanting you to receive your own messages so you feel empowered by it. And I feel it is coming. Can you trust that?
Yes, I hope it does come.
All right. Just say to spirit, show it to me. And again, right-hand side. So I really would like you to be aware of your right-hand shoulder and the right-hand side of the body. Nancy, are you getting anything you would like to share?
Yes, but I will tell you, I'm not a medium, but I get messages because they just have a couple things. One, Elaine, is that your mother wants you to start to smile again.
Can you speak louder, please?
Your mother wants you to smile again. She knows that you miss her, but she wants you to be happy. She wants you to smile. You have to let go of either the hurt or the guilt or the anger or whatever you're feeling that is stopping her from coming through. Because once you let go of those things, then you will probably be able to hear her better or get the messages better.
Is there more I could have done for her? Is there any way I could have prevented her from passing?
No, beloved. You did everything perfectly, yes?
She is not angry at you. That's why you've got to let go of this guilt that you have and start to live and to smile.
Grand. Do you mind if I add something here, yes?
Oh, right ahead.
Little one, it is about feeling, yes, that you are guided. And, yes, I feel the strongness of let go of guilt, and I feel your ability to stay present and trust in what's showing up right now. Yes? There is no such thing as a block. There is just a waiting for a release. So I love the message of let go right now. You do not have to feel guilty, and smiling is a lovely message to feel, sister, for the more you smile, the more you lift your spirit up. And up is how we connect with the upper realms. So when we are down, when we are weighted on the planet, when we are carrying a lot of guilt, we cannot lift ourselves up in order to feel the other side. So it is great advice. So could you do me a favor, little one, yes?
Yes.
Could you put on a piece of music that you love and dance around and say, Mother, I am ready to hear from you. I am ready to feel you. And when you lift up, that is when you will get the message from her, yes?
Okay.
All right, beloved, we are excited. We are doing the up dance for you, yes?
All
is well. And the more you trust in it, the more you will receive the evidence.
Don't she come in my dreams, my mother? Because I tell her to come to... Does she hear me when I tell her to come to me in my dreams?
She hears everything that you say, beloved, yes? And again, the more you play and lift yourself up, the more that you will be able to hear what she's speaking in return, yes?
Okay, and is she happy?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Is my mother happy now, in good health and happy?
She is very healthy, she is very happy, and she's still very fiery, yes? She has a fiery energy or spirit that the moment you start to play, you will recognize it. It's there, sister. I know you are carrying burden, but let's see if we can put the burden down for a couple minutes, yes?
Okay.
All right. You will promise us that you will try to put those backpacks down, yes?
I'll try.
All right. Can we shake on it? Can we mwah, mwah, kiss on either cheek, yes?
Yes.
All right. Will you throw those kisses to me, yes?
Yes, I will.
All right, beloved. Try it. And please go play that music. You will feel much better, yes?
I'll try.
All right, beloved.
All right. You take care. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Sophia, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I would like to have maybe your opinion on what you think that the number one problem with humanity is at this time frame.
Ah, Grand, I do not know I would call it a problem, yes? I may call it a challenge, but not necessarily a problem, yes?
Okay.
I would say that the challenge of humanity is that... all energies that have ever existed exist now. So it is like the knob on the radio is turned up all the way to the high realm. So I would say the challenge is that you have a group of people, the sensitive ones, that are bombarded by the sound of it, yes? And you would have those that are asleep that are trying to feel what's going on, because there is, like I said, all energies that have ever existed exist now. So in terms of the polarity, all the way to the right, all the way to the left, there is all things that are existing on your planet. And the challenge of the planet is to find the center, to awaken, and that is truly the challenge, is the awakening, for there is about 80% of your planet asleep. And that is why the volume is turned up so loud. So we got the ones that are covering their ears going, ah, and those that are desperately trying to hear the sound. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It is an intense world you are in right now, and the intensity can be something that lifts you up or floors you, depending on how you perceive it, depending on how you work with it. So I just suggest to everyone, remember, especially those listening, are the sensitive ones. It is about putting on the earmuffs in terms of all of the intensity of the planet and trusting that all is perfect right now. And I know that is hard to hear given there is war, there is starvation, there is destruction. However, you have chosen to come here to experience the gamut of it all. So instead of problems, there are challenges, and there are ways to truly be able to see all things as divine, including the war, including the crap of the planet. Excuse me for that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
It is that, yes. There is a lot of smelliness on your planet right now, but instead of turning away from it, which many of us that are leading a spiritual life want to do, let me get away from the smell. I suggest that we look at the smell or look at the crap as the fertilizer for the rose. So the more that we can be present with what is, the more we bring that presence. Presence is what lifts us all. The more we can even look at the news these days and feel trust, the more we lift those where we no longer have to have those experiences over and over again.
Okay, good. So I have another question, and it has a lot to do with collective consciousness.
Ah, great.
We have a hard time with that. And we're getting better at it on this planet, but we've had a hard time with it. Is there anything that you might be able to tell the listeners that would help them and everyone who is listening understand more what collective consciousness is and
yes.
how it helps us?
Yes. So let's just say collective consciousness is that it is when many people are having a similar thought or a feeling at the same time. So we would say a collective consciousness day would be Christmas, yes? Where many people are having a similar or some sort of common experience and the energy overwhelms us. Collective consciousness can be around the planet right now in terms of something's happening on your planet and we are all tapping into it and feeling it at the same time. And what happens when you are tapped into the collective that is, again, asleep? There is 80% that are asleep, 20 that are awake. The collective consciousness that are asleep are going through roller coaster rides without the safety belts on, yes? That they are up, down, all over the place and not understanding that we are creating all of this right now. So what I say to intuitives is step out of the collective consciousness. Now, this is very different from some other practices that say collective consciousness is that we are all one and that we are all connected. Now, that is collective consciousness from a higher perspective. We would call that a fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional point of view. On your planet right now, I do not feel it is in your best interest to connect with collective consciousness. How do you feel about that? Because that's a little bit of a dramatic statement I'm saying.
No, I don't think it's dramatic. I think that because 80% are still trying to wake up, and I have to say it like that because I'm hoping and giving them, you know, some hope that they can.
Yes.
Until that 80% gets to be much less, it would be real hard for the ones who right now who are trying to do the collective consciousness to really get the full energy from it, the full meaning from it.
Yes.
Because it's hard to wake up these other ones right now,
yeah.
Although we're trying desperately to do that.
Well, I would suggest that we all stop trying, because truly, I get that point of view. The healers on the planet have made agreements in other lifetimes, in other places, where that you would, let us say, lift people up where they can awaken. And really, what I want to say to all of the healers is that you can retire right now. You can kick back your seat and have a margarita. Because there are beings on your planet, there are ascended beings that are here right now, that their jobs are to awaken humanity. So really all the healers have to do is be the grandest version of yourself, and by being that, you become light, and the light encourages others to wake up. You don't have to do a bloody thing. How does that feel?
Sounds good. It means everybody take a vacation.
Let's go take a vacation. Yes? What is your drink of choice to sit back on an island? What would you have to drink?
I don't drink. I drink water with a lemon.
Water with a lemon is excellent, yes? And
yes.
Truly, that is what people forget, but we are so used to trying to wake everyone up. And if you don't mind, you can hand that job over to me. I shall awaken the planet, yes?
Oh, I surrender to you, my dear.
Well, thank you very much. I take the job on. I am excited for it, and it really means that you can all relax, yes?
Great. Now, Sophia, we have another person I think that just beeped in, but before I'm going to, you know, we're going to answer her question, so, or his. So whoever's there, just please hold on for 1 second, because I have a very important question that mostly is for my own interest because of what I'm trying to do. I'd like to ask you, Sophia, about these children that are here, that are struggling here, that are having a hard time, and because of that, they're given these prescription drugs.
Yes.
Can you help us out with that?
Yes, very good. All right, now this is going to seem odd at first, okay? So let's buckle that seatbelt, yes? I am going to say that you first say to those children, I trust you. I trust you. Because children have very much chosen parents that if their parents are giving them prescription drugs, that they pretty much have chosen that point of view for a reason. Now, I know that sounds a little funny. How does that feel to you when I say it?
Well, everybody has their reasons.
Everyone has their reasons. So the first and foremost thing I say is I trust to those children, because there must be a reason that they came to be with these parents that think something is wrong with them and giving them an outside drug to fix it. So we say I trust it to those children and to the parents, yes? We say that their children are here to awaken them. So we say to their parents, awaken, awaken, my friend. Let's remember that your children are the teachers. And that is the truth of your planet these days. We have the indigo children on the planet, and parents are just a little nervous of their little ones that seem to have so much wisdom at a really early age. Even if that wisdom looks like they are acting out, they are acting out an energy. They are representing something on the home front, which tends to get medicated, pushed aside, covered up, yes? So truly, my message is to the parents, and it is to trust those children that they know what they're doing. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yes. And again, it is the children right now that are really the little walking wisdom pieces right now. Even if it looks like they are a little off the wall, they are channeling or bringing through an energy for us to look at. So let's pay attention to our children and see what messages are they really giving us these days, yes?
Oh, I agree 100%.
Oh, good. Now, are you feeling better, yes?
Oh, yes. I mean, first of all, I have this Child's Miracle Mind. Is a nonprofit organization that I'm trying to help people understand that these children really don't need to go through all this medication stuff when there's much better ways to do things.
Yes.
You know, but it's a challenge.
I'm
up for it, but it's a challenge.
It is a challenge. So trust statements and also the violet flame and bubble. Anytime you run the violet flame through a group of people, an organization, it starts to lift off illusion and helps people hear the truth when you speak it. The violet flame really is what we call our little secret weapon out there. It really allows truth to be heard and felt. So try it out, yes?
Okay, great.
All right, very
good.
Now,
let's see if this person's beeped in. Is there a caller? Hello? No, okay, good. That just means I get to talk to you more.
How good.
Now, is there anything that you would like to, before we go, because we're almost out of time, but not quite, anything that you would like to say to our listeners to help them to, you know, see kind of like what's going on and help them through it?
Yes. Well, first of all, it is to really trust that they are in the perfect place and the perfect time right now in their lives, yes? And once we start to say the I trust, just like we said to the children, I trust what is going on in my life. Once we start with the trust statements, then we start to receive why we're at where we're at. And I would also suggest to everyone that I have put together a series of CDs to facilitate people in really diving into their truth. So I would suggest they check out the website and click on and read about them, for it is truly about finding the life's purpose, why we are here, embracing our doubts and fears, and really starting to manifest those dreams that feel so far away. So I am here to serve humanity. All you have to do is say my name, yes? I am there for you. However, I have utilized the channel to speak to you directly. So I encourage you to check it out, my friends, yeah?
Great, that's wonderful. I have one other question, and after this question, I'm going to have to ask Christina to come back, but don't go, all right? My question is, and it may be strange, but I've often wondered, with all of the ones, the enlightened ones, the higher up ones, whatever you like to call yourself that are coming through the people as the channel, do you yourselves with each other talk to each other?
We talk to each other, yes, yet we all have different, let us say, tasks or goals. So I am not an ascended master, I am God Goddess. So Saint Germain Kasumi, they are going to have different tasks on the planet than that which I am here to do. Yet, of course, we sit around a round table and we chat about your planet. Many people chat about your planet. It's truly the soap opera, the most famous one of all the universe. So, of course, we chat, yeah?
Good, because I'm trying to figure out if they're all coming here, they still have to talk with each other to help us through this.
Yes, we do chat. However, just remember, each and every being that speaks has a different point of view and a different task that they are accomplishing. So whether we all sound alike, it is because we are here to lift a certain mentality off of your planet. So everyone has their own thing that they are here to share, yes?
Great.
Grand.
Sophia, our time is almost up, and I would like to thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you, beloved.
And talking with us. And I would like to have Christina come back so I can also thank her.
All right. Thank you, my friend. You are God Goddess. I am. So be it, and so it is. Namaste.
Thank you. Welcome back, Christina.
Hi, thank you.
Our time is just about up. It was very interesting having Sophia come through, and I really appreciate that for you sharing it with us. I appreciate you being on the show, even though you didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but you can hear it because it'll be archived for you, okay?
Thank you.
And is there anything that you would like to leave the audience, the people who are listening, with any kind of information?
Sure.
Do your website and all of that stuff, though.
Yeah,
sure.
It's ChristinaSophia.com, Christina with a K, Sophia with PH. The email is contact@ChristinaSophia.com. We offer one-on-one private sessions, so you get to spend a half hour, a full hour with Sophia, diving into your own wisdom. We also have a set of CDs where you can check out and hear all the subject matters that Sophia's talking about. So I highly recommend, if it feels good to you, Sophia has a lot to share, and she's pretty determined to help us all live our soulful path. So, yeah.
It was great. It was wonderful, just like you've been.
Oh, great. It was so much fun. Thank you so much. What a great opportunity to share.
You're very welcome, Christina. We'll have you on the show maybe at a later date again, because this was wonderful.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I would like to thank you, the listeners. I hope you've enjoyed the show for today. May God bless all of you. Have a great week, and we'll talk later. Take care. Bye now.